Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa in Tubac, Arizona. And I have been here since Friday, and I'm having a fantastic time. Welcome to the show. It is a beautiful day here in Tubac. The sun is shining. There is not a cloud in the sky, and I am overlooking the golf course. A little bit of history. I'm in a room here that was part of the original ranch house. Some beautiful brick walls, and it's adobe with the fireplaces. Very amazing. Now, you have to paint a picture of this resort here in Tubac, Arizona, which is probably about 40 minutes or so south of Tucson. And originally, I was saying the wrong thing. I was saying I was going to Tucson, not realizing that Tubac actually has its own village. It's its own entity. So here I am in Tubac, Arizona, and I can see why John Wayne, Bing Crosby, and a lot of celebrities have been to Tubac, and they continue to come to Tubac just to get away and enjoy this jewel in the desert. And you don't even feel like you're in the desert. I want you to think of vast spaces, vast open spaces. And when you're looking beyond the village, there's mountains on both sides. There's this expansive amount of rolling hills that basically look like desert. And then there's this wonderful community of Tubac right here in the middle of it. Of course, there's a Santa Cruz River as well. And there is a lake close by, along with so many other things to do. And when you pull up, you think, well, you know, what am I going to do in Tubac? Well, with our guest today, you're going to find out all the things that you can do in Tubac. But I certainly suggest that you go to the website just right now, which is tubacgolfresort.com, and check it out. And definitely all this information will be on Traveling with Françoise once I get home, and Tubac will have its own feature page with all the links of all our guests and all the information about how you can have your own stay at Tubac. All right. So great stuff coming. I'm really excited to be here. And, but for some of you that think my travels don't go without incident. Yes. Everyone says, oh, Françoise, you just glide around. Life is good. My Volkswagen CC and I love the road. We hit the road. Well, I have to say, coming down on Friday, and I just want to tell you this only because, yes, there are incidents in my travels once in a while. Certainly not here at Tubac, but on the freeway, I somehow happened to get into a major traffic jam in Phoenix. And my Garmin, my direction navigation says, get off the freeway. We have a shortcut for you. Little did I know that the shortcut was actually taking me into a huge major construction zone. Yeah, totally. It was worse than me just staying on the freeway. But that's, you know, I'm traveling, I'm out there, things are going to happen. So for those of you who think that my trips are usually perfect, well, they are when I get to destinations such as this one right here in Tubac. But on the freeway, sometimes I do have, you know, a little bit of problems. And unfortunately, in this major traffic jam that I was in this construction site, a rock or boulder, I don't know what happened, hit the front of my car and made this really nice little dent in it. So my poor Volkswagen CC has a little dent. I'll get it repaired when I get home. I'll go over to Coachella Valley Volkswagen, get it all fixed up, and back on the road I go. But besides that, everything has just been fabulous. I'm having such a great time here at the resort, and I just am going to beat it in your heads that you want to come out to Tubac Golf Resort. It's just lovely. And it doesn't have to be for golf. It can be for spaing. It can be for weddings. It can be for just to relax, do absolutely nothing. Well, all right. That's, you'll hear a lot about that during the show. My room here at Tubac Golf Resort and Spa, well, it's fantastic. It has a fireplace. It has a step-down living room. It has a shower and a jacuzzi tub. It has a patio that I can go sit out there on my patio if I choose to do so. Wet bar, flat-screen television. I really couldn't ask for anything more. My king-size bed, it's just so comfortable. And it has, you know what I like? It has that nice kind of south, not so much, I'm not going to say the southwest because there's not really any pastels or anything like that in the room. It's more of a Spanish style. This whole resort here has a Spanish-style historic vibe about it. And I guess you would. If a lot of this area dates back to the 1700s, you would probably have that historic feel. I love at the resort here that they have kept some of the original buildings. They have kept some of the original fencing, and you can see it. And you can actually see in some of the works, the dates are still in there. And it's there's a date outside on a cement bench that says 1942 on it. So definitely it goes way back in time. Lots of fun here at Tubac. Well, the meaning behind the name Tubac depends on who you speak to. Some translations used include where the water comes out and gray adobe house. Now, the Pima Indians, however, were the first inhabitants of the region, and translated into their language, Tu means black and Ba means pool of water. So I was told yesterday during the golf show that actually Tubac is sitting on their own aquifer. And even though they have an abundance of water, they still are very water conscious here. And I do see on the golf course, they have areas that they have let the grass sort of brown out, and everything else is lush and green and fabulous and just gorgeous. So they, even though they have the water, just like California in the Coachella Valley, we're sitting on an aquifer. We do have to be mindful and careful of how we use that water. And as I said earlier, not only does Tubac have the restaurants and the spa and the beautiful chapel, which again, we'll talk about all this as the show goes along. They have 27 holes of golf, and it's a fabulous golf course. I played it before. It's where the movie Tin Cup, yes, Kevin Costner, they shot parts of the movie here. In fact, Tubac actually did have a water feature, so they made one for the movie. Yeah, there you go. Giving in to Hollywood right here out here in Tubac, Arizona, which I think Nogales is about 60 miles or so away, if I'm right about that. So we are, you want to say you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, I'll say it. But once you're here at Tubac, you feel like you're just in the middle of somewhere very, very special. And you really are. Yesterday, I walked down to the village, which I walked. Yes, I walked. It's that's close. They're having a huge art festival going on. People from all over are converging here on Tubac. It was packed, artists everywhere, all sorts of fun shots and dining, and I just really had a great time. I bought some stuff. Bought some stuff, had some lunch, listened to some local artists, play some music, entertainers. Just had a really, really grand time, a lot of fun. And then I came back and relaxed in my beautiful room at the resort here. So again, go to the website at TubacGolfResort.com. And while you're messing around, you want to look at the village, the history of Tubac, look at the old black and white pictures. They're amazing. I was looking through a history book last night that there's in the room here, so you can get a feel for the history of this area. And I just sat there for an hour and read this book and looked at the old black and whites. Gosh, the brick buildings, the dirt roads, how the mail was delivered. One man, I don't know his name, I don't remember his name, was delivering the mail for many, many years until actually one of the homeowners here, one of the community leaders, bought him a burro and said, you know what? You're going to pick that mail up from the train, and you're going to deliver it with the help of your burro. And yes, there is a train that you can run by, that runs by, and you can faintly hear the horn sounding and blasting his horn. I guess when he must come to an intersection somewhere, or maybe he just likes to say hello every time he cruises by Tubac. I don't know, but I could hear the train, and I also hear the chapel bells. Yes, the bells chime during the day. It's lovely. I was over in the chapel. And just really a nice, nice feeling. Very, very nice. So I hope I'm painting this picture for you of this phenomenal area called Tubac and the resort that I am staying at, the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. And Valley, of course, is back in the station working hard. Thanks, Valley, for everything that you do back there. And I know you're wishing you were here with me.
I am.
I know. Well, one of these days you need to put Tubac on your list.
I saw your pictures, and your room is beautiful, and that is a beautiful, just, I'm a little envious.
Thank you. Yeah, I post, if you go to the Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise has photographs, Golf is a Four-Letter Word has photographs, and Francoise Rhodes has photographs as well. For some reason this morning, my Facebook isn't lighting up. I don't know why. It's technology. So we're going to forget about that, but there are a lot of pictures on there right now, so don't miss it. On that note, I'm going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, a lot more from Tubac, Arizona. I'm coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa here in Tubac. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
President's Day sales don't get any better than at California's number one RV dealer. White Thompson RV Cathedral City is celebrating with presidential savings all week long. All the top-selling brands included the 2015 Fleetwood Discovery Diesel, the all-new number one-selling Keystone Montana, or the luxurious Grand Design Fifth Wheel. So many options, so many sale prices. Over 65 brands and hundreds of models, new and used. White Thompson RV Superstore Cathedral City. Day Palm exit to Highway 111. 11, turn right, 760-324-3651.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
So this weekend's a good time to clean up around here, eh?
Yeah, good idea.
Get rid of all that old stuff we don't need anymore. We should take all our extra stuff over to Angel View.
Angel View?
Sure, Angel View Resale Stores. They'll take our donated items, sell them through their resale stores, and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people.
There's an Angel View Resale Store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666. Donate to Angel View today.
At Caliente Springs, Healthy Living is calling those adults 55 and over in search of the perfect vacation home offering the best values in the valley. Caliente Springs is a gated community with spacious RV sites, vacation rentals, nearby dining, daily activities, and our natural hot waters. Located in Desert Edge near Desert Hot Springs, just minutes from Palm Springs. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's rvwell.com.
Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage has moved to El Paseo. Introducing Thai Smile El Paseo, located between San Luis Rey and Larkspur on El Paseo in the heart of Palm Desert. Featuring the same delicious food, but with a full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, and plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile El Paseo today at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. We look forward to seeing you there.
Your bags are packed. Hope you're ready to go. It's time for a little traveling. Traveling with Francoise, of course, here on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host, and I am here in Tubac, Arizona at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. I'm having a fantastic time, and I guess they're going to throw me out here in the next day or two, but I'm going to soak up all the great and just the vibes. Everything going on here is just really lovely. And for those of you that have never been to Tubac, definitely you want to go online and Google it and really check it out, because it's quite a charming area. Joining me now, though, to talk about the area and what he does here is Gary Brasher. Hi, Gary. You know, I keep forgetting. There we go. Now your mic is on.
Now it's on. Okay.
There we go. It has to be on to work.
Good enough. Thank you.
Again, Gary Brasher is joining us. Now, you are the owner of Russ Lyon Sotheby's Real Estate right here in Tubac.
Yeah. My sister and I are partners with the Russ Lyon Sotheby's family. So we're excited to be part of it and been down here for over 32 years. So it's a great addition to our community, and we love working with them.
Well, I'm going to just come out and say what I'm sure a lot of people are saying, that they wouldn't imagine there is a Sotheby's in Tubac.
Well, you know what? In fact, our saying is that Tubac has, of course, been here for about 300 years. Sotheby's has been in existence over 270. They partnered with Russ Lyon Real Estate, which has been in business for over 75 years. And then when Brasher Real Estate partnered with them, we'd been in business here for 32 years. So between 270 years of Sotheby's and then 75 years of Russ Lyon and 32 years of what had previously been Brasher Real Estate, now Russ Lyon, Sotheby's, the Brasher team, we're pretty excited about that compilation of history and of real estate experience. So.
Well, it is, and I love this area. It's just beautiful. And my guests on yesterday on the golf show, they were from Kansas and Colorado. You get a lot of the snowbirds converge on for 6 months, and then there's a handful of you. I don't think there's a lot. I'm hearing something like 1,900 or so that are here year-round.
That's right.
And I bet you love it because you have everything to yourself. And
we
I
do.
Know you love your guests as well. We were talking about how the home buying here is really picked up. I mean, the area is being discovered, let's say, in the last several years.
You know, it really has. And I have to say, you know, the golf resort has played a big role in that, because you can imagine people come down to enjoy golf. Oftentimes they'll come down perhaps participating in a wedding or going to the Tubac Festival of the Arts that you mentioned a little bit earlier. So there's any variety of ways that they sort of get introduced to Tubac. And then once they are here, then it's amazing how many times they start coming back, start thinking about either a primary home or a second home. And, of course, that's where we come in. So we're excited about the area. It's a beautiful area, as you've seen. And we're sitting here in February, and it's 74 degrees outside, and pretty hard to beat that.
Just gorgeous. And, in fact, even some of the people that I talked to yesterday, their history started back with their parents or grandparents that actually had a home here.
Yeah.
And not as grand as what they're making now. And they've actually – they started coming to visit a family member and fell in love with the property that way, and then invited their friends. It's like the snowball effect. Then they invite their friends out, and before you know, I don't know, you might have to shut them off, say no more. No. So, Gary, tell us about the homes that I see. I love the style. I see brick homes. I see some that have, of course, this Spanish feel about them, architecture. Tell us about the homes here that are currently available, and then we can talk about the lots as well.
You bet. Yeah, and one of the things that we were talking about during your commercial break was the fact that the people who live in Tubac, I think, have a real appreciation for the history of the area, for the uniqueness of the area. And, you know, no place change or no place stays the same forever. But I think people here have really worked hard to try to keep that historic kind of a feel, that historic character. There's not a covenant condition and restriction that says, well, every single house has to look the same. Of course not. There's always that individuality factor. But, you know, everybody has tried the best they can, I think, to keep it along the same sort of theme, that Arizona territorial Santa Fe kind of idea. So many of the homes that are new are being built with that architectural style in mind. And, of course, many of the older homes have been built back in the 40s and 50s, of course, have stuck to that pretty well.
Wow. So I would think there are no guidelines that the homeowners need to get approval if they're going to do something a little – I don't think I saw any two-story homes. Are there any two-story homes? I think they're all
– There's a few.
There are a few
South of the village. There's a development there called the Barrio de Tubac, and there are two stories there. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a whole variety of, if you will, controls that kind of have helped govern the community. There is a comprehensive land use plan that was passed by the county, and it talks a lot about character areas and what fits in a particular character area. That's kind of a very broad umbrella. And then once you get into the community itself, of course, each community itself, like the Tubac Golf Resort being one or the Barrio de Tubac being another, they have their own CC&Rs, conditions, covenants, restrictions. And within those various communities, they try to do the best they can to keep the architecture, you know, true to kind of those early periods of time, the ranching, you know, the Santa Fe, the Arizona Territorial. So it's really a combination of those things. And then in addition to that, we are part of the county, Santa Cruz County, but we are an unincorporated part. We do not have a city. We're not an official township. And as a result of that, there's an organization here called the Santa Cruz Valley Citizens Council, made up entirely of volunteers. They are elected, and they've worked diligently ever since I've been here for over 30 years. So whenever somebody comes to the table with a new development, they play a real significant role in deciding what that's going to look like, what the community wants to see, what they don't want to see, et cetera. So between the county, the Citizens Council, and then the individual developers, if you will, they've kept a pretty good control over the direction of the area, and it's fun to see.
Well, and the village is just so much fun down there. I don't think I saw a light anywhere. I don't think there's a signal. Is there a signal?
No. There's no street lights in Tubac.
I was going to say, was there maybe a stop sign or two?
There's a couple of stop signs, no stop lights.
But that's the charm, because you had so, of course, the village seems to be a little bit geared towards an artist colony, but I know you had a lot of great restaurants. You have a Total Fitness. You have everything you need.
Yeah.
You don't need to leave. Now, let's talk a little bit about home pricing for those. And with us, folks, is Gary Brasher. He is the owner of Russ Lyon Sotheby's Real Estate right here. I've been living in Tubac for over 20 years. Tell us something about, give us a range of the price spices of a home here.
You know, and that's one of the great things about Tubac is that, you know, Tubac in general, people have the impression that it's very, very high end, kind of a Santa Fe, Sedona kind of a feel. And although it does have that feel, I mean, we have homes starting in the 100,000 price range and going up to, you know, $1 million plus. So there's really a broad range. And I think that's one of the big surprises. A lot of times people will come down here, say, boy, I fell in love with your area, want to live down here, want a second home. And then they'll kind of almost say, well, but I can only afford $200,000 or $180,000.
Yep.
That's fine.
And you know, there's well, I have just the
that, home. Absolutely.
You.
There's a lot of properties in that price point. And then there's a lot of times people who have sold something somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And now they're making their primary move, you know, down here.
Right.
And of course, we have, you know, higher price homes as well to fit that budget. But no, it's a beautiful area. And one of the things I love about it is that because there's such a broad price point, it's terribly inclusive. You don't end up with just one kind of buyer. You end up with a whole spectrum of buyers. And so we have people in Tubac that do everything from our teachers down at our Rio Rico High School or down in our grade school area, Border Patrol agents. We have law enforcement people from other departments, as well as retired software people out of the Simi Valley, California area. So it's a real broad spectrum of folks.
Well, I also noticed that there are a lot of homes being built.
Yes.
That people, you have a lot of lots for sale, some on the golf course. You have some golf course lots. Every home has a view. Every home has a view. Everywhere you look out a window, you have a fabulous view. But I did notice that a lot of homes, are they new homes that are going up, or are they buyers that are taking maybe an older structure and revamping it?
You know, you really see a lot of both. You do see people that come into the community that buy one of those homes that were originally constructed in maybe the 40s or 50s or early 60s. And because of a particular lot that that home sits on, they're, you know, as I say, blowing it up. They're just, you know, raising the ceiling. They're putting in new windows. They're doing all kinds of things. But we're fortunate enough, and the Tubac Golf Resort has a number of just gorgeous lots. When Mr. Allred and his family came in and acquired the golf resort, they added a new 9 holes. As you mentioned on one of your previous statements, it's a 27-hole course now. Right. It used to be 18. So when you add another 9 holes, you add all kinds of opportunities for more lots on those holes that afford, as you said, great views. And so we have a lot of people that are selecting a lot and then building a home on it.
And the lots. What does a lot run? I know a golf course lot versus one that's not on the golf course.
Yeah, you can, again, the spectrum is pretty broad. You can have lots from $115,000 up to a couple hundred thousand dollars, depending, again, on whether they're on the course or not. And also depending on the size. Not every lot's the same size. Many of the lots, which we call in the Tubac Golf Resort proper area, are about an acre. But then there's other lots that are maybe not right on a fairway, but not far removed from one that might be, 0.4, 0.5 of an acre, so a half acre or so.
Well, Gary, how can people get a hold of you? If they're looking at the website now and they're looking around the Tubac area and they're looking at the golf resort, and they can have homes right in this golf resort community.
Absolutely.
So this is a Tubac community right here. How do they get a hold of you?
You know, a couple of easy ways. One would be to visit my website, which is gary-brasher.com. And so that's really easy.
That's the easiest way. Gary Dot Brasher. How many homes right now do you have for sale?
You know, right now our office has about 65 homes for sale.
Okay.
And nice variety. Everything, as I mentioned, from what one might call a condominium or a smaller home, one bedroom with a den kind of thing, up to, you know, some homes that we've got one we just listed over here that's just beautiful on one of the fairways and have that price about $845,000. So we have everything in between.
Okay.
And then, of course, another way would be just to call one of two numbers, my office, which is 520-398-2506, or my cell, which is 520-260-4048. And be happy to help. And we've got a great team of realtors here, about 11 of us. So whenever they call the office, somebody will be there to help them.
Wow. So, well, Gary Brasher, thanks so much. In 20 years, you've lived in Tubac.
Long time.
On purpose?
I mean, on purpose.
Come down and just fall in love and say, I'm not leaving?
You know what? That's exactly right. I moved down here and then thought I better figure out a way to make a living. And it was a great place to raise my kids and to grow up in this area. So it's been a lot of fun, and that adventure continues. I don't get tired of it.
Well, everyone's so nice down here. And I have yet, except for the Tubac residents, I haven't met anyone that isn't from somewhere else.
Somewhere
different. Yeah. Well, Gary Basher, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. I'm coming to you live from Tubac, Arizona, the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa, in this wonderful, fabulous getaway. Or, as Gary said, you might want to just live down here full time. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stick around for a lot more. You can go to the website. Don't forget, go to Traveling with Francois, too. We'll have a lot more information on there. Okay, we'll be right back.
Conditioning system work in a hurry?
Call the General.
When you want the job done right the first time?
Call the General.
You bet. General Air Conditioning and Heating is the best little air conditioning company in the desert. Get a Service Plus agreement and you'll always get a discount on parts and labor and priority service too. So if you really want one less thing to worry about,
call the General and that's in order.
General Air Conditioning and Heating, 760-343-7488 or log on to callthegeneral.com.
Hello, Frank Harrison, President of General Air Conditioning. With the seasons changing here in the desert, it's time to start thinking about indoor air quality. The General is very involved with helping our customers improve the quality of air in their homes. We offer duct testing, duct cleaning, upgraded filtration systems, as well as energy-saving thermostats. Why not call the energy specialist at General Air and learn how you can live healthier? Call one of our friendly customer service representatives at 760-343-7488 or check our website out at callthegeneral.com for more information.
Is your current golf cart looking a little dated? Perhaps it's time to call AC Electric Vehicles, where the AC stands for All Custom, and the All Custom means you'll get exactly what you want from start to finish. Serving the Coachella Valley for over 20 years. Visit our express service and sales in Palm Springs or our main service sales and manufacturing center in Indio. Call AC Electric Vehicles today, 760-325-0070. Or online at allcustomgolfcarts.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors.
Seconds.
They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Your reservation has now been confirmed. You are traveling with Francoise, exclusively on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Francoise, and it's great to have you here with us today. And I want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore in Cathedral City for being the presenting sponsor of Traveling with Francoise, along with all of our other sponsors. And I want to make sure that you know we have a new website up, so go to travelingwithfrancoise.com. Basically, what was on there before is still there, but it has a whole new look and feel. So check it out, and I will be posting a Tubac Golf Resort and Spa getaway in the next week or so after I feature this on KESQ television. So you need to check that website often to make sure that you see what's going on. Okay, joining us right now is Ivan Drexler. He is on the Chamber of Commerce, board member of the Chamber of Commerce. He is also the owner of the Tubac Country Inn. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I walked by it yesterday when I was going in down to the Arts Festival. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being here.
Well, Ivan, now you've lived in Tubac for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm always fascinated by what brings people to areas such as this, because really it's kind of, you know, it all in its own. You're not, Tucson's maybe, 40 minutes away, and then you have Nogales the other direction, so, and probably some little communities along the way. So what brought you to Tubac?
Well, I was living in Sedona with my wife, April.
Okay.
And I was actually doing my master's in tourism. And I was looking for places to come and live and work. And so we actually did studies all around the country to find what would be the right place for us to be. We got back from one trip, and it was things were frightfully expensive. And we something came up on the net that we looked for and saw. And so we took the road trip down from Sedona and fell in love with the place. Because it was the proximity to the border, it was the University of Arizona, it was the population center of Tucson, it was the proximity to Phoenix, and it was just the awesome beauty of the area.
Wow, that's so fascinating. And then you opened up, again, I said you're in earlier. So you are a businessman.
Yes.
You have a lot going on. And you, of course, again, are telling us how much you love the area. And you were telling me also in a break that you came up with something. I think it you're the founder of this, but I'm not sure. It is the Bolero Dinero.
Yes, I'm afraid I have to take some credit for that.
Okay, was this your idea?
Yes.
What made you think of, first of all, explain to our listeners, and we are, just so you know, we're in Tubac, Arizona. You decided to have your own money?
Yes, absolutely. What we've came upon was that we wanted to attract the people through a different media. We wanted to create a social campaign, and we wanted to try and take that section of what Bitcoin has been doing and cross that with a social media program. We wanted it to be a unifier of the community, and we wanted a method to highlight our history and art, and just basically start a new campaign and a new conversation channel. So we were Patty Todd, the president of the chamber, and I were in a meeting in Tucson with the Arizona Office of Tourism, and we had the media representatives there from China, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, France, England, and Germany. And what was consistent about it all was that, number one, they have more Facebook users than we do in the United States. And number two, they wanted some form of content that was going to draw back the history or the tells the story of the Southwest. And so I got to brainstorming that, and I came up with an idea that we would recreate our currency that was present at the time in the 1850s. And Poston, who was the father of Arizona, was here in the 1850s doing his silver mining with Heintzelman. And they felt that the silver that they were bringing out of the mountains that are right behind us, as you see them, that the silver bars were a rather inconvenient currency, is what he said, quote-unquote.
All right.
And then he says, so we therefore adopted the Mexican system of bolitas, paper money printed on pasteboard about 2 inches by 3 inches in small denominations. Each bolita had a picture by which the illiterate could ascertain its denomination. And so the fun thing about these is that with these bolitas, the hands were the help were paid off every Saturday, and they were currency at the stores. So we thought that we would move that along, and that we wouldn't put any specific value to them at all. The merchant would decide what the value would be. It could be a discount. It could be an add-on. It could be something physical that they give them.
I see.
So we created this Facebook program where you go to the Facebook chamber, Facebook.com / Tubac Chamber of Commerce, and you like the page, and that puts you into being able to come to Tubac, go to the Tubac Presidio, State Historic Park, or the Tubac Center of the Arts, and you can get one of these dineros.
Did you bring a dinero? Do you have a Bolero dinero with you?
Yes, I do.
Let me see. So now, do I use it? This is Ivan Drexler. He is with us today, and he's on the Chamber of Commerce here in Tubac, and he is the brain behind the Bolero dinero. Oh, wow. Now I would want to keep this as a souvenir. How do you keep
Correct.
People from not keeping them as souvenirs?
And we are trying to keep them in circulation.
Okay, you are. So there's a lion on there. Mm-hmm. And it says San Francisco?
Not good in San Francisco. Not redeemable in San Francisco.
Okay. Oh, this is very...
Because it was totally centered here in Tubac to be used here.
So now I get one of these and I go downtown and when I'm having lunch at one of the restaurants or go and I pull this out and they will give me a discount or something for this.
Or an add-on, yes.
Or an add-on. Mm-hmm. Oh, very, very cool. Yeah. Now, how is the Bolero Dinero going?
Well, we've just started to roll it out. It's only 3 weeks now.
Oh, well, we're breaking news here on
Traveling with
Francois.
So you're breaking news.
Yes.
Traveling with Francois, absolutely. And so the it's... We wanted to bring something that was a little bit, you know, miles from ordinary. We wanted to get that punch in there of we're different. And we are a community that is united to visitors that we want to engage and have the conversation.
Now, yesterday, well, you've had the festival going. Actually, I was looking at your calendar events. You have events going all year long here in Tubac. People tend to think that small communities like this don't have big events. Well, your streets were packed yesterday, and I hear that you get festival goers for this art festival and other festivals from just all over the area and from outside of the area that come down here just to enjoy the festivals, then spend some time in Tubac. So did you actually start launching the dollars or the Bolero Dinero? Was that out amongst the crowd yesterday?
Yes, we did have some.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And it is just, as I say, it's very early into the program. We're just getting the word out about it. But we did do the Festival of the Arts drawing. The other thing that occurs is that once you like the Facebook page, you also get entrance into a drawing that we do for all of the major events. So for the festival, we drew that yesterday. And then Spring Art Walk is in March 14th and 15th. Bonanza Days is April 25th and 26th. Bonanza Days, October 17th. And then we've got a new festival that's come up, which is the Tubac Fall Arts and Crafts Festival, running November 6th through the 8th. And then our another historic event that we have is our Luminaria, which is December 4th and 5th.
Oh, I bet that's spectacular.
It is terrific.
It is. So now let's give everyone that Facebook page again.
The Facebook page is the Tubac Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, Tubac, because I want to make sure that I have liked that. I think I have, but I want to make sure. And when I do like that, the Bolero Dinero will pop up as well?
Well, you're going to go to the Tubac Presidio State Historic Park and the Tubac Center of the Arts, or... And either location will issue the dinero.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a fun idea. It's just fun.
It's all about fun. And of course, we have so many different demographics out there now coming to Tubac, and you have the younger generation that live by Facebook and their phone, and you have very good Wi-Fi. Actually, you have very good cell phone reception out here as well.
Oh, excellent! Yes,
yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very good. So. Lots of fun. Oh, are you working on something else? I think you are. I think there's a lot of things you're working on there, Ivan. Yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing about it all is that, you know, I keep going back to this fellow, Charles Poston, and he called Tubac the Athens of Arizona in the 1850s, and we're just continuing that.
Well, you're doing a great job. And Ivan Bexler, thanks so much for joining us again. Give everyone your information right now on the air before you go. Go ahead. Chamber number, where they can find you.
Oh,
chamber website.
Tubac,
give it all.
Yeah, tubacaz.com, www.tubacaz.com for the Tubac Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, our Facebook at Tubac Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I love it here. Yeah. All right, folks. Bye-bye. We're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa here in Arizona. We're in Arizona, but I keep thinking now of Tubac as just its own world, its own little planet right here. You don't need to go anywhere else. It's beautiful. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
B. Olsen Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Olsen Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Olsen Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Are you looking for a dry cleaner that does more than send your clothes out? Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert is the place to go. They offer dry cleaning, wash, press only, repairs, and alterations with the latest technology in organic dry cleaning. This environmentally safe, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site. Your clothes never leave the premises. Country Club Cleaners in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center, Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. Drop by or call 760-341-2129. See you there.
For years, the Coachella Valley has been the winter playground for literally hundreds of thousands of Canadians, either visiting or residing in their second homes here in the desert. They play golf, tennis, dine, and most of all, they love to shop. So what's the best way to reach these consumers? Advertise in Canada South Magazine. Canada South Magazine comes out every February and November. For rates and information, contact Desert Entertainer at 760-776-5181. Reach our Canadian friends through Canada South Magazine.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
You've got a first-class round-trip ticket to destinations near and far. Please enjoy your time while traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes coming to you live from the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa in Tubac, Arizona. Fascinating, fascinating area. So much history. I mean, it dates back to 1751 after the Pima Indian Revolt that the Spanish began to establish presidio or garrisons to protect their mission right here in this area. So it's a fascinating area, and I'm surrounded by, well, let's see, the Otero Ranch is actually where Tubac is located. And it's a 500-acre, that was a former ranch in the property. It's right next to the Santa Cruz River. Spanish colonial architects, lush grounds. It's spectacular. It's gorgeous. But there is a lot to do here in Tubac, and you're just finding this out now, as our previous guests have told us about. But now we have someone that's going to talk about something that we haven't talked really about at all, and that is Debbie Berrios. Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have you here. I love your necklace, by the way.
Well, thank you. And it came from my gallery.
Well, did you make that?
No, I didn't.
That is gorgeous. Well, tell us, you're on the Chamber of Commerce here in Tubac.
Yes, I am. I am on the executive board. I'm the treasurer for the chamber.
And you are a store owner.
Yes, indeed. I own the Rogoway Turquoise Tortoise Gallery. Mm-hmm. And it is a fine art gallery. We have all kinds of oil and acrylic paintings. We have bronze sculptures and mixed media type things, and then a lot of jewelry as well, handmade, Native American, and other sorts of great jewelry. Lots of turquoise, of course.
Well, it's a beautiful story. I was yesterday in town at the festival, and I have to say, I saw the signs that said Arts Festival, and we have a lot of arts festivals in the Coachella Valley, and they're well-received, but you kind of wonder when Tubac is sort of right in the middle of off of Interstate 19 of, are you going to get crowds that a lot of people would think of an arts festival? And the streets yesterday were packed.
Totally packed. You couldn't get a vehicle through there. You had to stand in line to get down the middle of the street. It was very, very well attended, and it usually is. This art festival has been going on for over 50 years, 50-something years. So it is the oldest art festival in Arizona, I do believe.
Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. And now you have been living in Tubac for how long?
I've been here 15 years.
15 years. All right. Now, are you an artist as well?
No, I'm not.
But you have an art gallery.
I have an art gallery.
You love art.
I love art, and I love artists. Mm-hmm. I love working with them and their creativity. As I said, I was the treasurer of the Chamber of Commerce, so I've got more of the business end of things. So approaching art from the business end for me is kind of what I do. But you have to love art, and you have to love artists, and appreciate what they do, and that's what I do with my job.
Well, it seems that the village, you call it the village,
yes,
which is downtown, and it's walking, it's about half a mile from the resort here. I walked over there yesterday, and it seems that it very is, could almost be classified as an artist retreat.
Yeah, or even an artist colony is what it's been referred to. And that started back in the 1940s. You know, that's why our motto is where art and history meet. Well, art came along in the 1940s when some artists put together a art school.
Oh.
And artists began to flock to the area. It's such a beautiful area, so much to see. And the artists can always capture something about the area when they're here. So they just flocked here, and they've been coming ever since.
Ever since. And people yesterday, I talked to a lot of people that were just wandering around, and they're here. Yes, they love the art, and they love to look at all the other vendors that were out there, and they're out there today. I think today's the last day, correct?
Yes.
Today's the last day. But they just wanted to come and stroll around the town. They just wanted to walk around, going into the restaurants. And why don't you describe the village for my listeners?
Yeah, the village actually only is basically comprised of three streets that go east-west and two streets that go north-south. It's just a nice little grid. It's not spread out all over the place. It's easy to walk. You can, when the festival is not going on, you can drive right into the village, find a convenient parking spot, and leave your car and wander around for hours and hours. We've got lots and lots of restaurants. You can stop and take a break, go, you know, have a lovely dinner or lunch or margarita on a patio, and people watch.
People watch. Let's talk about the restaurants, too, because people do love to eat. I know they have a great restaurant here at the Tubac Resort and Spa. They have Stables.
Oh, yes.
Which is right here. Very good. I had dinner there the other night. Fantastic. In fact, last night I had a little goodies from there. But yesterday I was walking around town, and I did have some lunch there as well. But tell us what type of restaurants that there that you have in Tubac.
There's a nice variety, kind of hopefully something for anybody. We have a lovely restaurant that's come here from across the border called Elvira's, and they've won all kinds of awards. It's very unique, Sonoran style. It's, you know, just different. It's something you don't get anywhere else. And then we have a brand new restaurant that just opened a couple months ago, PK Outpost, and they were from Sonora Nogales and just reopened here in the area. And it's a little bit more of traditional, what you'd think you'd get in a Mexican restaurant. Then an old standby's in town, Shelby's Bistro, has been here for a long, long time. Nice variety on their menu, just, you know, lots of vegetarian dishes as well. And then Tubac Jack's.
Oh, I was just going to say, my husband's name is Jack, and I saw that. I took a photograph of it. Tubac Jack's. Okay.
Can't miss Tubac Jack's. It's, you know, it's kind of a cowboy bar sort of thing, but the food, their specialty is smoked meats and stuff. They have a mesquite smoker outside. And, oh, boy, when they start that up, you can smell it all over the village, and a wonderful place. And then we got real quick, easy, the Tubac Deli. All their fresh-made breads and sliced meats and stuff are delightful. And another, we have a great restaurant right down the road in Tumacockery called Wisdom's. And the Wisdom's family have been there for forever. I don't know. Anyway, they opened a second one right here in the village now this last year called Dose. Their second. So
you don't need a fast food drive-through.
No,
really,
please,
don't.
We don't.
Yeah, you don't. No. And if I did, I not see a Starbucks anywhere. I don't
no.
even drink coffee, and you don't need that.
We don't
either.
We have Hazzoni's that'll do coffee for you. The Tubac Deli will do a coffee for you. We don't need a Starbucks.
You don't need all that. And I really liked your local entertainment. You had entertainment several different places happening. Now, do you have a lot of artists that come and play in the restaurants in the evening?
They
on
do.
The weekends and
yeah, a lot of the restaurants have evening. Mostly on the weekends, but yeah, they have just little things going on. Jax is the one that has mostly the bigger bands going on. They have dancing on the patio.
Yeah, okay, so
stuff
you
like
go.
That.
Yep. Okay. Now your store, which is again, tell me the name of your store.
It's
listeners.
The Rogaway Turquoise Tortoise Gallery.
Okay, and what the Rogaway, does that mean something special? Or?
It's a prior, the original owner of the store.
Okay, and so. Turquoise, is that your favorite?
It is. We have a lot of turquoise, and it is just, you know, just what you do in the Southwest.
Yes, it's what you do. And a lot of people, again, yesterday, the festival was full. They were looking and going in all the stores. And I like that. Not only did they go and see what the vendors had, they were in and out of the stores. So mm-hmm. it was nice. Because it's so walkable. It's so easy to walk. Now, Tubac, what kind of events do you have coming up? What's the next big event here?
The next big one is our Spring Art Walk. And that's a fun thing to do because all the galleries and shops have artists that come in. So you can come meet the artist. A lot of them will be demonstrating, working. You can watch them work. And nice thing, too, is most of the galleries put out little hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. So you can just stroll through the town and go from shop to shop and meet the artist and enjoy what everybody's got to offer.
And one note, snowbirds, this is snowbird season right now because we're seasonal in the Coachella Valley, and mm-hmm. we're always thrilled when we have our summers just back to ourselves.
Yes.
I understand. I relate to that. How large does the town swell? It's 1,900 year-round? Is that about right, 1,900?
That sounds about right. I'm sorry. I don't know exactly.
When the snowbirds come in, is there any kind of numbers? 20,000? You don't know.
I don't know, but it really does increase. Most of the housing and stuff are part-time people that live here for, you know, between 3 and 6 months out of the year. They're here. And we always love, it's just so wonderful after you've been through a long desert summer to see the regulars that live here part-time come back. Okay. It's like your best friend came home.
There you go. I understand. And you do have a wine country. I know that isn't your specialty, mm-hmm. but you do have some wineries out in this area.
We do. Just over the mountains behind us here is the little towns of Patagonia, Sonoyta, Elgin. And if you keep going further east, you hit Wilcox. And all of that is prime growing area for wineries.
Huh.
Vineyards, unbelievable.
Well, and that surprised me because you're going to get that hot summer weather, but I guess maybe the elevation is high up over there where they don't get that beastly heat. Because I've heard yesterday on the golf show, I have a golf show on our sister station, Team 1010. I had one of my guests was telling us that actually year-round here is lovely.
It is. If you can get a nice early morning tea time, it's beautiful here. It's beautiful. We're so much cooler here than Phoenix or even Tucson. Because we've got the elevation.
Uh-huh.
And so it, even though it scares people how hot it gets when they hear Arizona is 115, it's not that hot here.
Just come out to Tubac. And you have the Santa Cruz River somewhere. I have not seen it, but I know it's out there.
Yeah, it's right behind us.
I see all the trees. So when I see a lot of trees, I know there's water.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a
that's
water
it.
All right. Well, Debbie, thanks so much. Debbie Barrios, give us the website for your store again.
It's RogawayGalleries.com.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. Well, I think we're doing a great job here. All my guests are doing a phenomenal job in explaining this area and how special Tubac is. Again, go to their chamber website. You can just Google Tubac, Arizona, and it will pop up all over your webpage there. Go to all the different sites, but go to the chamber site and then go to the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa website and check out where I am staying because it really is phenomenal. And their website is TubacGolfResort.com. And they have an 8 number if you want to just call and make your stay right now. It's 800-848-7893. And again, all this information, Debbie's store and all our guests coming up because we have another hour to go. We're going to find out about the Presidio State Park, which is actually the first state park in Arizona. Yes, right here in Tubac. So stick around, folks. We have a lot more coming up. I'm so glad that you're joining us this morning on this beautiful day. And you are listening to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from Tubac, Arizona at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. Again, just having such a great, great time. Vast open spaces, beautiful rolling mountains along with the big, big mountains behind them. So a lot going on here. Village is only just steps away, and I have a lot more for you. Okay, we'll be right back after our national and local news break. See you soon.